a Jazz Connect happening in Scarborough this weekend. We are finding out from Karen Caddy, the festival director, what you can expect from Jazz Connect Scarborough 2024. Karen, welcome.
Thank you so much, Beck. It's wonderful to be here.
Oh, so nice to have you here. So tell me about Jazz Connect.
Well, Jazz Connect is a community-driven, community-based jazz festival. It's happening in Scarborough this weekend. It actually starts tonight and runs all day Saturday, all day Sunday. It's bringing just a diverse group of jazz musicians, all local musicians, to the Scarborough foreshore, turning that whole precinct into one large jazz festival for the whole weekend.
What about the rain?
We deliberately run this festival at this time of year to, you know, activate the foreshore at a quieter time of year. So you've got to expect a little bit of rain.
Yeah, there's potential.
Yeah, yeah, there is. But I've got to say, the Saturday events are selling really well, so it's not keeping people away. I reckon musicians and jazz lovers are a pretty resilient mob. They're going to get out and support this.
It's atmospheric, right?
Absolutely. What else are you going to do on a rainy Saturday afternoon? You can't go and play footy. You can't, you know, go down to the your favourite venue down at Scarborough. You know, they're all indoors. Go and have a few quiet drinks and enjoy some beautiful music.
So then they're not outdoor concerts, because that's what I think when I think Scarborough. I think, you know, amphitheatre, like people standing under umbrellas. But you're saying that actually these are indoor events.
They're all inside venues. There were three events that we'd scheduled for the outside, but we're in the process of moving all those indoors because, you know, it could be a little bit wet, but no, you've got the Scarborough Beach Bar, you've got the Lookout, you've got the Sandbar, El Grotto, Zoe Cafe. They're all turning their venues into jazz venues for the weekend, so it's going to be amazing.
And who can we expect to see or hear from?
There's just so many great artists on the program. We've got artists like Lucy Ifler, Alira Wilson, who are some of our young up-and-coming artists. We've got established artists like the Basilios, like Marcio Mendez. We've got Shamim singing some soul and jazz. We've got Sophie Foster doing her version of the Women in Soul, you know, Aretha Franklin and Beyonce. So we've tried to give a real range of jazz experiences so that people can sort of enjoy the full repertoire, because jazz can be quite diverse, right? And we wanted to have something for everyone in this program.
Which is, by the way, what RTRFM also tries to do for our listeners. We do have two jazz programs. We have Saturday Jazz and Giant Steps. So if you are a jazz lover, make sure you tune into one of those programs and perhaps subscribe to them by heading to our website, rtrfm.com.au, or calling 9260 9210. Karen, are you a jazz lover? I'm assuming yes.
Absolutely.
I mean, you could not say no to that question. That was a bit of a setup. Sorry.
Yeah.
So you came on board in that capacity with your love for jazz to bring that to the community and to Scarborough community.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, Art Connect, who run this festival, we're all volunteers and we're all doing this for the love of the arts and, as you say, to bring arts to our local community. My thing is jazz. I just love jazz in all of its forms, and I just love how it brings people together. I think jazz can be so approachable and it can appeal to such a broad range of people, and I just love the way live music and jazz in particular brings a community together. We love supporting local artists as well, and that was the other big part of this program. Is, I don't know about you, Beck, but I just think we have some of the best talent here in Perth, and we just want to showcase that to the local people. And I just want to give a shout out to Radiothon.
Yes.
24, Beck.
It is Radiothon for this year, 2024, where we are asking people to subscribe and join up and show their love for RTRFM. We are a community that spreads its little tendrils out into other communities all around Perth. including the jazz community. And I'm so grateful that you were able to come in today, Karen, and talk about Jazz Connect.
And if I could just give a big shout out and thanks to the City of Stirling, who have sponsored and underwritten this program, and also to the Scarborough Beach Association and all the venue partners down there. Without those guys, we really couldn't be running this festival. Just a big shout out to everyone who supported us through this.
How can people get tickets?
They can go to our website, www.jazzconnect.com.au. They are selling really fast, but there are still tickets available to most of the events down there. So I'd urge people to get on board and make a weekend of it.
We're going to hear now from Ezra Collective. Karen, thank you so much, and all the best for Jazz Connect 2024.
Thank you so much, Beck.